Chapter 6, Devotional 7, Wrestling in Prayer, Zealous and Persistent Prayer. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I have always loved words. I love the sound of the words, the pictures that words paint and feelings they express. Literature has always captured my mind, heart, and soul. As a teenager, I explored the world through plays and poetry. In college, I read a vast array of authors, playwrights, and philosophers. Now, I spend hours reading my Bible and seldom read anything that is not faith-related. Reading my Bible, I use cross-references and multiple translations to fully grasp the meaning. Here my mind is drawn to the phrase, wrestling in prayer. Paul says Epaphras is always wrestling in prayer for you. Webster's dictionary defines wrestle as means to contend, as in a struggle for mastery, grapple with, to force into submission. As I reflect, I wonder, who is Epaphras wrestling with? Who is his opponent? The Holy Spirit reminds me that every Christian is engaged in daily spiritual battle. He takes me to Paul's words in Ephesians 6, verses 12 to 13, quote, For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Unquote. Now, it is clear that Epaphras wrestled in prayer for the young church in Colossae. He went to battle and waged spiritual warfare with Satan on their behalf. The Holy Spirit reminds me that we are called to pray for fellow believers. Child of God, are you praying regularly for others? Is this part of your regular prayer vigil? I encourage you to ask God to speak to you about the people in your life who need prayer. Be willing to fight the fight of faith on their behalf. Be prepared to engage Satan. Wrestle in prayer for them that they may be able to stand firm in the will of God for their lives. Lord, thank you for teaching me the power of prayer. Teach me to be vigilant and courageous in my prayer life as I pray for others. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.